Yo, episode 5 of The Last Call. As always, I'm trying to get your gamer girl to my game house. Woo, woo! Good low. Here with...
Hi.
Daniel.
I'm not that cool.
And, as you guys see... Yeah,
woo.
Can't help it. We're huge.
It's hot out here.
We're huge. And we got a special guest here. My brother from another mother, Justin.
Hello, everybody.
Woo! Woo! So.
And you have a show, correct? You have a podcast?
I do not.
You do not.
He does not.
I am too old to have my own podcast.
Darn. Gosh darn it.
All right. So, as always, we have our drink of the week, which was brought to us by Justin. We have... Not your father's root beer. Excuse me, root beer. So, and it's pretty decent. I like it. It's just a light taste. Sometimes you don't need to do everything heavy. It's pretty good.
It just tastes like cheap root beer. That's all it tastes like, you know.
Better example: somebody put a little alcohol. They done stole their mama's wine cooler and put a little alcohol in it.
Yeah, like if someone put a little bit of something into like a dad's.
Boom.
Kind of what it tastes like.
Boom, daddy's be sipping. So, all right. So,
now shall we also share that we also took part
of
Not Your Father's Mountain Ale?
Yeah, we stopped drinking it.
Yeah, after about two of these, you got to stop drinking
it. Because
one is going to give you stinking diabetes.
It tastes like liquid sugar, man.
And the other reason is you're going to start belching uncontrollably.
It's really gross. All three of us a few minutes ago.
Yeah, I fogged up my glasses. Was so hard.
And the Portillo's didn't really help
either. Yeah, Portillo's didn't help either, but it's okay.
Portillo's is just the base of everything. You did just everything else piled on top of that. You can't go wrong with Portillo's.
Yep,
that's true.
I agree.
I'll give you that. So, what we're going to do today is, all right, look, me and Daniel agree on a lot of things, and we disagree on a lot of things, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, what we wanted to do was something fun.
Yeah.
We got two movies. All right, he's a prosecutor, I'm a prosecutor, Justin's the judge. We're going to present our arguments for why these movies should be higher in the ratings than they are, okay?
Majority of them have seen not so great reviews,
according
to critics and Rotten Tomatoes.
Rotten Tomatoes.
Low Rotten Tomatoes scores. We have two movies apiece.
Yes.
Basically, we are going to be presenting our argument why these movies should be a little bit better received.
Yeah.
And I believe George is going to go first.
I am, and I'm going to win this. Justin's going to decide. He's going to be impartial. Even though
don't you put that shit in
here,
quotes.
He's my best friend, my brother.
How do you know we aren't best friends? Maybe we hang out without you. You don't know.
Probably.
You don't know.
Probably. Don't cheat on me, Justin.
It's very refreshing, though.
We're going to get right into it. Yeah? You ready? Another swig? And then I'll kick it off, okay? A little wet the whistle.
Tip of the tongue, teeth, and the lips. Excuse me.
Here it is, guys. Okay, my first pick, all right, that I want to present to the court.
Mm-hmm.
Your Honor. I'm going to do an accent here, okay? Your Honor, I like to bring to your attention there, sir, the movie that he thinks is trash, and it's really not, okay? It's a great movie. I bring to you the other guys with Mark Wahlberg
and Will Ferrell,
okay? First of all, Your Honor,
Ron Swanson disapproves.
Will Ferrell is a national treasure, okay? Why that man doesn't have 15 Oscars, I have no idea. The other guys, buddy film. Everybody likes a buddy cop film. Rush Hour did it a million times, okay? Why can't we do it? Why can't Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg
do it? Let's just go ahead and compare
a Caprice
to a Mercedes.
Sir, I do have the flaw. I do believe I have the flaw, sir. Okay? Second of all right? Mark Wahlberg, okay? Marky Mark. Enough said about that. TLC references, The Rock, Samuel L. Jackson in there. What? Eva Mendes in there? Dude, Gator don't take no shit. One of the greatest lines in there, okay? I'll lock all of you up in the Federal Reserve. Captain, I'm a peacock. I need to fly. Things like that. That movie was so underrated, so great, okay? Funeral fight? Funeral fight, Justin? Funeral fight. Need I say more? Y'all know, I rest my case, and my closing arguments are there's a great buddy film. Okay? We learned about the Federal Reserve. We learned about how the cop system works. We know that Michael Keaton listens to a lot of TLC. Okay? He creep and chases waterfalls. All right? Eva Mendez, it can be a great housewife. All right? Mark Wahlberg, funny. Showed his range. All right? He ain't gonna have to be serious. Okay? And thank you. Can we remember this Mark Wahlberg instead of the Mark Wahlberg from them Transformers movie? Thank you. Thank you, Yana. Thank you.
Opposing argument?
Opposing argument. All right, so first of all, I hardly think that Dwayne Johnson and Sam Jackson should get an acting credit for that movie. They were in it for, what, 30 seconds before they jumped off a building and died? Am I right? Like, if they didn't even, like, it was literally they just jumped off a building and thought they would survive, number one. Number two, Will Ferrell is a fantastic actor. They made him look like a moron in that movie.
What?
They gave him a wooden gun. He couldn't even use the gun.
Because he desk popped. Who desk pops?
No one desk pops.
Hey, you feel like a big man? Huh? Did you wake up today so you're going to put on your big man pants, scream and yell?
Sir, I believe I have the floor.
Opposing argument has the floor.
Thank you. Thank you, Judge. Now, second of all, before I was so rudely interrupted, they gave him a wooden handgun. I mean, if what kind of a cop is so incompetent that he fires his gun off in the middle of the freaking police station? I mean, I'm just saying.
Did he not redeem himself at the end? I'm just saying. That badass shootout fight that they had in the office with the United Nations, does it look like United Nations of gangsters? Okay.
Wow. Second of all, they drive a Prius. Cops don't drive Priuses. Sorry. But that just don't happen.
Dude, they're trying to save the environment.
Yes.
We can all reduce our carbon footprint.
No, I'm good.
Prius and a little LRB.
My closing remarks here. I thought the movie was very forgettable.
Wow.
It was a one and done. It was a hit and quit.
You're forgettable.
Whatever.
Wow. Seems like this is going to be the last call with George. You're forgettable.
Hardly.
Justin, can you please rule on this?
Okay. Since I have never watched the film, I can't be swayed either way. If I were to go based off of your arguments, George, you do definitely have a lot of passion about this film. And so I applaud you for that. the bits I have seen have only been YouTube clips, and I agree. The jumping off the building with The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, and Samuel L. Jackson was a bit stupid.
Okay. Yeah.
However,
that can be stupid.
However, it was stupid. Amusing.
Yeah.
To see these two fine actors act that stupid.
Thank you.
And may I remind everyone, if you're going to jump off a building, always aim for the bushes.
Thank you.
So.
Whatever, George.
Dude, it's a great movie.
Taking into account both arguments, I am going to have to go with George on this one. He does have a lot of...
This wedding is horse shit. I didn't want salmon. I said it four times.
That's great. Another Will Ferrell reference.
Yes.
The two main actors in the film did portray themselves as quite stupid.
Thank you.
Idiotic. But I think it did have a lot of comedy and some nice quotes added to it that would make it enjoyable to watch by most. Others will have their disagreements, so...
I mean, I'm not saying it was a bad movie. I'm just saying it was so forgettable.
He's butthurt.
Oh, excuse me.
And I guess we can all say we've experienced a ballet of emotions here today. Okay. He loves you, Diane. He loves you. Okay. That's great.
I will give the movie this. I will leave the movie with this. I still think that it was absolutely ridiculous that Eva Mendez played his wife in the movie.
That's what made it so great.
No, it was terrible. No, it was awful.
So that was your typical, this idiot. How is he married to such a beautiful woman?
If you would have watched the movie, he's always had fine girls. Okay? Heather Locklear. Christina. Okay? Christina.
That's because he was a pimp, George.
No, that was in college, and he was not a pimp. He was just helping a friend out. That's mm-hmm. exactly what it was.
Anyway, moving forward, my first film that I will be presenting my argument for.
Can I just say this already? Because that's what it's going to be.
Are you done?
A wet fart.
Are you done?
Go.
Are you done?
No, I'm sitting quiet.
All right. This is a...
Study up on my bird law.
You have a firm grasp of the bird law, sir. It is Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back, a View Askew film. Now, I would just like to point out that I thought it was an amazing film because it was even better as a buddy-buddy comedy than the other guys. Okay? Literally only one of them talks, and they still made the movie amazing. Silent Bob, he's called that for a reason. He says like 10 words in the entire movie. Okay? Now, second, it's the classic buddy travel comedy. It's these guys that go across the United States to prevent a movie being made about them, about a comic book that was about them. It was a comic to movie adaptation. Now, the best part of the whole thing is that it's inside the Clerks universe. For those of you that don't know what Clerks is, Justin, you know what Clerks is, right? It's the movie Clerks.
I'm familiar with the movie. I have not completely watched it all the way
through. Sir, I have the floor.
Stretching. It's a little football injury.
The Clerks universe is one of... Clerks is, first of all, the original View Askew movie, and it was fantastic. Okay? Second of all, Jason Mewes alone. He is literally the funniest guy ever. That shit's funny.
Fecal matter jokes. So third grade.
Excuse me. Lastly, I think it was just an all-around hilarious movie. It was one of those movies that you and your buddies would watch. You know, you're 15 or 16, and it's like it's the first rated R movie you watch. And plus, what's her name is in it? Goddamn, the girl from American Pie with the
Tara Reid.
No, not that one.
Shannon Elizabeth.
Yeah, okay. Shannon Elizabeth is in there. Fox. She is a fox. And she's a bank robber, dude. She wears like skin tight leather but jumpsuit thing.
Okay.
I'm done, George.
Alright. Okay. Here it is. This is why that movie sucks, okay? It's a movie called Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back, okay? One person is obviously mute. If they can teach a gorilla sign language, he could have learned sign language too, okay? Movie is terrible. Makes no sense. Takes me nowhere. It's like an old stoner comedy with pee-poo jokes. That's what it is. That's what it is. It enticed me intellectually. Look, I'm sorry. I don't know what the Clerks universe is. But I'm pretty sure a lot of people don't know what the Clerks universe is. And it doesn't matter if it was in the DC universe or the Marvel universe. That movie would still suck. But, okay? Not a fan. Not a fan at all. Don't like it. I think you made some good points because Shannon Elizabeth is very gorgeous.
She's a fox.
She's very fine. Very fine. Very fine. But no. Don't think it's enough to save that. Okay? It's a terrible, terrible, terrible movie. Jay and Silent Bob. Honestly, if you're watching this, tell me how many people out there, answer this question, how many people out there remembers Jay and Silent Bob? Or, at least with the other guys, you may not have really seen that movie, but you probably seen clips, or you even know the actors. Who know them outside of us? I know.
Dude, there are a lot of big name actors in the movie. But Ben Affleck is in the movie.
He's always in those movies.
Yeah, for a good reason.
And the only thing that they were good in, I'm just going to say this, Dogma. Okay? Ooh. Dogma.
That's a different show. Because I agree.
They were in there.
That's the same universe. It's in the same universe.
They were great in that. Jay and Silent Bob. No. Delete. Okay? That universe sucks gambles.
This house is in prison. All right, Judge Justin.
Okay, taking into account both your arguments, while Daniel did not show near as much passion for his choice, I will have to give him this credit, though. Jay and Silent Bob do have a fair cult following.
For
so,
people who smoke pot.
Based off of that and the other movies that they are involved in, such as Dogma, Mallrats, Chasing Amy,
my man,
you cannot disclose them from their cult status and how they affect multiple age groups, whether you're in your 40s, 30s, 20s, and just finding out about them. I do have to agree with Daniel that Clerks, or Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back, is part of that cult series that if you're going to be involved in any of it, you got to be involved in all of it. So I'll give this round to Daniel.
I guess they'll just let anything in this courtroom, okay?
Suck it, Gil.
I guess they do. Let's take a quick...
No, dude, I'm done. Judge ruled in my favor, bro. It's all you.
Okay, well, you can go back to back if you want to.
Okay, all right, I will go back to back.
What's the next case on the docket?
The next case, Your Honor, Abraham Lincoln, Vampire Hunter.
There's so many things.
Severely
wrong.
Underrated.
Wrong.
Film. So underrated. Let me give you a couple reasons why. First of all, Abe Lincoln, in and of itself, was a badass. Freed the slaves, Emancipation Proclamation. He was president of the United States, 16th president of the United States. He's on the $5 bill, George. How many dollar bills is Will Ferrell on? Zero.
He's going to be on the $2 bill.
Actually, never mind. I'm not going to get into that. Anyway, no,
she's
number two.
20.
He was a badass in and of itself, so that leads into number two. He kills vampires, and not only does he kills vampires during the Civil War. So he kills military-trained vampires, okay? With an axe. With a freaking maul, man. And I'm pretty sure it's got a shotgun in it. How freaking cool is that? Am I right? You gotta admit, that's kind of cool. Not even a little bit?
Yeah.
Anyway, number three. It's just a great movie. It's a great movie! He kills vampires. He's president of the United States. You gotta think, during that time, the United States was in turmoil. Absolute turmoil. And you know what, Justin? This should appeal to you because you are in the military, yeah? The military was in freaking shambles.
Right.
Shambles!
Because he's a Marine fighting vampires, so yeah. That,
hey, we don't know.
It should be relatable, right?
Hey, we don't know what he does on his little Black Ops missions.
I am not allowed to comment on my prior service.
So, I just think that it's a really neat spin on the President of the United States during a really, really dark time, and they made it even darker with the vampires. And then he kills those vampires, and it's a great movie. Just a great movie. Period. Done.
We're going to be like Shannon Sharp and Skip Bayless here when I say, Skip! Skip! I'll give you this. It was an interesting twist, right? Mm-hmm. That is the only credit I'm going to give it. Now, let's go to this. The Civil War was going on, right?
Uh-huh.
Abraham Lincoln's a vampire killer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's what the Civil War is about, vampires. Yeah, that's what it was.
You know why the Civil War wasn't about vampires?
Because
Abe Lincoln killed them all.
I have the floor, sir. Mm. So he's killing, vampires, and he's abolishing slavery.
Mm-hmm.
So he's that cool. Yet, he goes to a play and just saying. So that's
you know
that.
What? I'd like to see you get survive getting capped in the skull.
Can we talk about the death that was Anthony Mackie's basically career? Again, he's always just a couple of eggs short of a full card. He's his sidekick in here. He's the Falcon in the Marvel Universe, and the Falcon is pretty useless, okay? He's pretty useless.
Rude.
Captain America can do it without him, all right?
Not in the comics.
Anthony Mackie. The only good thing Anthony Mackie is good for is being a part of a movie with Seth Rogen about Christmas, okay? That is what Anthony Mackie's good for. The idea, the abysmal idea of Abraham Lincoln being a vampire hunter with an axe and a shotgun is beyond words. But if I can't get a word, you know what I'm going to say? Stupid, okay? Actually, it is blasphemous to think that Abraham Lincoln would be that cool to be a vampire. A vampire slayer. And who thought of a movie? Hey, you know what? Abraham Lincoln was a cool guy. Oh, he'd be even cooler if he was a vampire hunter. Oh, yeah, let's make a whole movie about that. Okay, green light the movie. Let's make him a vampire hunter.
They weren't going to pick, like, Andrew Hamilton or some other weird president. Like, when you think of the presidents of the United States, the popular ones... George Washington, Abe Lincoln,
next,
Andrew Jackson.
That movie is rated 3 on the booty scale, okay? 3 on the booty scale. It was booty, ooty, 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 ooty. All right? Terrible.
Last I checked, I like booty, so.
Judge, can you rule on this monstrosity of a movie?
You mean monstrosity?
It's a terrible ass movie. Monstrosity, booty movie, anything.
I am going to have to take into account that I have seen this movie, and I do enjoy movies about vampires and vampire hunters and whatnot. I do enjoy the weapons in this movie. They were very interesting. The martial artist effects with him swinging, you know, rotating the axe around and everything, that was very awesome. The movie itself, taken from the book, Abraham Lincoln, Vampire Hunter, also by the same author who did the Pride and Prejudice and Zombies.
Which is,
that's still a good book.
Interesting stories, I will admit. However,
here it comes.
There's something about Abraham Lincoln fighting vampires that just clicks wrong with me.
During the Civil War!
With everything else going on, and I mean, don't get me wrong, I do like the concept. It is an interesting concept to have that in there, along with, you know, the other movie with the zombies and everything. However, on this particular movie, I am going to have to give it to George. This movie did have a fair amount of good effects to it.
And, thank you, Your Honor. Thank you.
But in the end of it, I'd have to say it was one of those movies that just didn't seem to pan out.
To quote Daniel, it's forgettable.
You're forgettable.
It's forgettable. I'm just saying, next, George Bush, you know? The zombie slayer or something? No, I mean,
George Bush, Texas cheerleader.
Like, it's just terrible. This is a terrible movie. But
it wasn't terrible.
It wasn't good either, Daniel.
It just wasn't great.
No, it was not a terrible movie. It just was one of those movies that had a lot of potential. But I think just with the way they filmed it, it didn't work out.
Okay.
It was a good poop gone wrong.
It has theoretical promise.
It does. I agree. I mean, had they put a little bit more behind, I mean, I'm sure they had a budget to it, and they focused a little bit more on the...
They just didn't have Michael Bay's budget. You know, they didn't have $70 million.
Michael Bay would not have...
Michael Bay wouldn't touch it. It wasn't shot in 3D.
It was terrible. Thank God.
It could have been a better movie than...
We do not want to see Anthony Mackie's dwindling career in 3D.
Hey, what's with all the hate on Anthony Mackie all of a sudden?
Yeah, what's wrong with Anthony Mackie? I mean, I personally enjoy him as a...
What if he watches this?
He's the over...
What if he freaking sues us or something?
For saying what people have already said?
For the record, if Anthony Mackie, if you're watching this, I think you're great.
I am a big fan of yours, Anthony Mackie.
I think you're funny.
You are fantastic.
You're just not good. You're just not good in Abraham Lincoln, Vampire Hunter. I'm just saying.
You're amazing in Pain and Gain.
You're not.
It was a great movie.
Anyway, moving right on over.
Next film.
Yana, I have another case that I'm going to bring to your courtroom now, sir. It is the movie Keanu starring
Key and Peele.
Key and Peele. Everybody knows that, okay? Now, see, this movie in particular, Your Honor, stars a real gangster kitty cat, okay? And Key and Peele. All right? It's a great movie. A lot of star-studded people in there. Anna Faris, Tiffany Haddish, Method Man, okay? Great, great movie. Will Forte, who was by far one of the funniest characters who lived next door to them, okay? One of the things he said just... He was white, obviously, with braids in his head, with Jordans and everything. And it's just favorite part. But did you see who took that cat? Yeah, the 13th Street Blitz. Where do they live? 13th Street. Like, just, man, it was great. The names they came up with, their gangster name was Shark Tank and Tectonic. Okay? Great. Did that to fit in. All right? So, drugs to Anna Faris and shot her. All right, dude, they got some gangsters to admit that George Michael was great. They listened to his whole CD. And everybody likes that freedom and the way he plays it off. Like, oh, shit, this is my shit right here. You know, great. It's a great movie. Method Man was great in there with doing the jobs, the getting high. Oh, Nina Long was in there. Can we all agree Nina Long is fine? Nina Long is fine. If you don't like Nina Long, you like Vaseline and Booty Hole, okay? So, besides that, dude, it was a great movie, okay? All about trying to get that cat back, who was this cute little kitty that they risked their life for, okay? That's a feel-good movie. Mm-hmm. Very feel-good movie right there, man. It was dope. They go on these wild adventures over the course of a couple hours just to save the cat, take down some drug dealers. They get into a gunfight. Key and Peele in a gunfight with a cat. Okay? Great movie. Very underrated. He doesn't like it. Something's wrong with him. He's touched in the head. All right? That's all I need to say, Yana, about that.
Closing argument?
Your Honor, first of all, to quote the great Ron Swanson, anything under 30 pounds is a cat, and cats are useless. Let's just start there.
Not this cat.
Cats are useless.
Not this cat.
Second of all, I the only little bit of respect that I give this movie is that it was Key and Peele. Key and Peele are amazing. Right. That is the only little sliver of credit I give this movie.
Right. It would have been great if they was hunting vampires with, you know what I'm saying?
Fucking right it would be.
Ooh, FDR, the vampire hunter. Let me wheel on there for those vampires and everything.
Excuse me, sir. Excuse me. Ridiculous. Excuse me.
Go right ahead.
I don't remember what. Thirdly, I could only get through about 15 minutes of this movie before I had to shut it off because I was bored. I was literally bored.
But you watched Abraham Lincoln and Vampire Hunter.
Yeah, and you know what? I sat through the whole goddamn thing because it was fantastic, sir.
It's like reading a history book.
Now, Key and Peele are, for you know, like I said, they're amazing, amazing content creators, you know, movies and TV and whatnot. But this movie just didn't resonate with me at all. Not even a little bit. Not even a little bit. And, you know, I just don't... It's so impractical that these guys would go on this giant... whatever that, you know, kitty hunt for a cat.
Says the man who thinks that the President of the United States was hunting vampires!
The expectation going into Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter was that it was fiction. The expectation going into Keanu was that it could actually happen. No guys would go that far for a cat.
I know sorry. Three people right now that would kill for their cat, son. Three.
No, sorry.
Three people right now.
I don't
now.
Think there's... I'm sure that there are people that would go the distance for their cat... But I don't think that they would kill for a cat. Sorry. I don't like cats.
Technically, they didn't kill.
Excuse me, sir. I believe it's my turn to speak.
Just saying.
Now, closing remarks here. Keanu was... what did I say a minute ago, George? It was forgettable. Done. Your Honor.
He's not killing. Okay, for those of us who have not seen the movie, myself included, can you gentlemen give me just a kind of quick rundown on the plot, aside from searching for a cat?
At the beginning, these two drug lords, okay, they shoot up this other cartel. There's only two of them, which is played by Key and Peele, okay? They have a cat The cat escapes, okay? So they're trying to find the cat because one of them thought that the cat was pretty cool because it survived that whole, you know, shootout. So they try to take the cat. The cat escapes, finds Jordan Peele, all right, who is just getting over a breakup. And it's taking, I mean, dude, it's just go crazy. Who is just lights up Jordan's life. All right. And I mean, they're taking pictures. He's building little furniture for him and all of that. Right. Okay. Then he gets taken. Because they break into the, some other gangsters break into the wrong house. Right. They're looking for Will Forte. So they go back to save this cat, which obviously is an emotional support animal. All right. It's an emotional support animal.
Do you need your safe place,
George? Okay. They go on this mission. They're doing whatever it takes to get the cat back. Takes them on a wild journey of doing jobs with stars for drugs. Get into a shootout with this other Mexican cartel. Get kidnapped. All to save this cat. I mean, people get arrested. People find the courage to stand up to Bob, who's trying to hit on, you know, Keegan's wife. It's just so much. It's inspired. That little cat inspired a whole generation is what it did. All right, that's the plot of that movie there. That's the gist of it. It's a must watch. Damn you, if you got flagellants, you need to excuse yourself, okay? Just saying.
Okay. Listening to the arguments from both prosecutors, I'd have to put my input into this, and knowing that Key and Peele have had
it was hilarious.
Great success.
It was hilarious. On,
Comedy Central and all their
Shark Tank. I'm for Tectonic.
I think anyone who has seen Key and Peele recognize their brand of comedy, their skits, and they do bring a lot of humor to whatever they do.
It's great.
Key and Peele's great, but Keanu was not great.
I will say from the sound of the premise of the film, it's not a movie that I would entertain watching. As much as I do like Key and Peele, I don't know if I could actually sit through a movie where they're trying to find a cat.
They're not trying to find the cat. They are trying to get the cat back, who was taken by a gangster, okay?
They're trying to find the cat.
So if the cat is taken by a gangster, they have to
do these jobs.
So let me get this straight.
They know where it's
at. So they don't have the cat.
He got
taken. They are trying to find the cat and get the cat back.
He's got taken.
Mm-hmm.
Find means that it was lost. They find the cat. They have to do these jobs to get the cat back.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Anthony Mackie can find a good role.
With respect to Key and Peele, I am going to have to judge in favor of Daniel.
Daniel watched 15 minutes of this, but sat for the 16th George, president
the slam.
Can we...
That's dumb. You make no sense!
Sir, I'm going to hold you in contempt if you carry on.
Maybe they'll have better movies in prison.
That's all they're going to play in prison is Keanu, because that's all prison...
And it'd be great.
Because nobody else wants to buy it.
Now, in proper punishment, they'll have to play Abe Lincoln.
State's broke, so they'll play that.
With respect and credit to Key and Peele, which I do enjoy their clips and their shows on YouTube and Comedy Central. I do not think this is a movie I would care to watch.
Wow, I don't even know who that judge is right now. Bribes, probably.
That's my bro over there.
Bribes.
But yeah, I'm going to have to rule in favor of Daniel.
Hey, we tied. We tied, man.
I don't want to tie with
good
you.
Good game.
I'm not shaking your hand, sir.
That's rude.
I'm not shaking your hand, sir. There should not be a tie. That movie is better than Abraham Lincoln, Vampire Hunter.
Yeah.
And Silent Bob, J. Joe Bob, or whatever.
The judge ruled in your favor on the Abraham Lincoln one. So okay, I'm just saying. You can't bitch about that.
I'm just saying. I just think Keanu is a great movie. And I think that the judge probably needs to watch it.
He has drank a lot more than us.
Right, he's drunk a lot more than us. So, I'm just saying, he needs to probably watch it. That's all I'm saying. Overall, I think that these, two movies.
Do the prosecutors have a movie that they'd like to recommend as a tiebreaker?
Ooh.
That's a good one. Okay. Beetlejuice with Michael Keaton.
Okay. Perfect. Beetlejuice.
You didn't like Beetlejuice?
I did not. And you need to stop saying his name. You need to stop saying it aloud.
Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice.
Fuck you, George.
He did not take your way.
All right. Go ahead and present your argument.
With Beetlejuice, okay? One, Michael Keaton, hello, Batman, okay? Batman Returns, that was Michael Keaton. Michael Keaton played Beetlejuice.
Will the prosecutor please stick to the movie at hand?
Okay. This is all reference. This is all reference. I'm going somewhere with
I think we all know who Michael Keaton is.
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. Songbird of our generation, all right?
He was a fantastic actor, but Beetlejuice was shit. Sorry.
It was not shit, okay? Excuse me. Very, very, very good. We got to see...
Shit is going
to
be the one that...
We got to see something more than outside of the cartoon that we are accustomed to when we were young, Justin, and he was just a twinkle... In a bottle of Jack Daniel. Okay?
You're like 5 minutes older than me, George. No, chill.
No, I'm way older. Okay? It was a better take. It was some great parts in there with when he's waiting on the the counselor or the doctor, and he's sitting next to the shrunken head man. Thought that was fucking hilarious. And I thought that the people trying to scare them out of the house was great because they didn't work because they wasn't scary, so they call them Beetlejuice. Okay? And then when they do the whole dinner, the possession dinner, Beetlejuice, excellent. All right. Eating roaches and everything on that little home style thing right there. Very, very good movie. The special effects for the time, awesome.
It was claymation.
Awesome at the time, okay? Shut your dirty little mouth there, all right? It was great. It was great. And I mean, again, it was just Beetlejuice. It was one of those cult classics transformed to the movie screen. I think everybody played their role well. Beetlejuice is eccentric, annoying, and very crazy. He played it well, okay? Eventually, they won. Beetlejuice got taken out because they realized he was just a little too much. Boom. Got taken out. They live happily ever after as ghosts. And Lydia stayed there. And it was all good. They like, come and me wanna go home. End.
Posing argument.
First of all.
Objection. 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 Because whatever's about to come out of that pie hole is trash.
Overruled.
Thank you. First of all, I agree with you that Michael Keaton is a fantastic actor. I will not argue that, okay? Michael Keaton is a fantastic actor. Having said that, Beetlejuice was trash. Michael Keaton is too good of an actor to be in that shitty of a movie. Sorry. Not sorry. Second, the only thing good about that movie was Winona Ryder. My girl, Winona Ryder. Okay? She's fantastic.
Too.
She was a little bit goth. It was super sexy. Second of all, I believe Val Kilmer was in that movie also, if I'm not mistaken.
No. You are mistaken.
You are. Val Kilmer was not
okay.
In there.
Whoever the guy that played the parents. See that? There you go, right there. I don't even remember the actors who played the parents. They were so forgettable. I mean, come on. And last, it's not a cult classic when no one knows about it.
Everybody in my generation does. I'm sorry. You millennial babies. Finger popping. Well,
once again, I'd like to point out that he's only like 5 minutes older than me.
Different generation.
Less than 3 years, I'm pretty sure.
No, I'm older than you. I was born in the 80s when crack was big. Were you born in the 80s?
I was born shortly into the 90s.
What year in the 90s?
1992.
Oh, 1992. Okay, I rest my case.
I just had a birthday, by the way.
I rest my case.
Anyway, closing remarks. I think the movie was too B-movie for Michael Keaton. Michael Keaton is an A-list actor. This movie was a B-movie at best. This movie was a C movie. And you know who goes to see C movies? Nobody.
You did. Lawyer. You saw Abraham Lincoln the Vampire.
That was an A-list movie. Sorry. It had Anthony Mackie. A-list actor.
I guarantee it's in a Walmart's bin for $1 right now.
$5.
Look, A-list.
Okay. Beetlejuice. I know I'm supposed to stay impartial to this whole proceeding, but Beetlejuice is one of the movies that is near and dear to my heart.
I lost.
Dude, it's Beetlejuice!
We all can't agree. Michael Keaton is an incredible actor. However, what most people do not know about this movie is during the process of filming this movie, it had a very big strain on his marriage. And it did end up contributing to his divorce.
Aww.
Tim Burton,
now I'm sad.
By all rights, is a genius in the movies he creates. We all can agree they are quite out there.
Nightmare Before Christmas is a great one.
But that's what makes his movies so incredible. I mean, the Grinch That Stole Christmas. No one can argue that isn't a great movie. Mm-hmm. Nightmare Before Christmas, again.
Good movie. That was a fantastic
movie. One of my sister's favorite movies.
Unfortunately, Daniel, I am going to have to say Beetlejuice is one of his greater films.
Having heard that it did unfortunately lead to his divorce, I will politely concede.
No, you will concede because I just smacked your ass, son.
But we also cannot forget the acting of the great Gina Davis and Alec Baldwin in this film, both early in their careers.
Yes, that's what it was.
So we got to give props to them as well. Catherine O'Hara and Jeffrey Jones,
yes.
The parents of our beloved Winona Ryder.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not too many people recognize the name, but as soon as you see their face, it's one of those, that's who that is.
I know that guy. I don't know his name, but I know that guy.
Jeffrey Jones.
He was great in the Headless Horseman.
Mom and Dad Save the World.
Yep.
You guys remember that movie?
I do not remember that movie. I think that might be before my time.
I just dated myself.
I do remember that.
No. No.
But unfortunately, Beetlejuice, I am going to have to give this one to George. It is an incredible movie that does have a cult following. And as my previous statement with the Jay and Silent Bob movies, any movie that does have a cult following deserves some props. So.
Very good.
He shook the hand of a winner.
You know what? I'm tired of losing these games.
That'll change his life. Right there.
If that will wrap up today's proceedings, we'll end this with a court is adjourned.
And I think that we hear that call that we hear so often.
Last call.
See you guys next episode. Thank you for listening.